John Woolman was born October 19, 1720. After refusing as a young man to write a bill of sale for a slave, Woolman went on to play a key role in challenging Quakers to give up slavery and recognize it as unchristian. Thanks to the act of faith of Woolman and others, Quakers played an important role in the abolition movement throughout the 19th century. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. You order your kingdom with justice and establish the world in peace. Psalm 96, verses 7 to 10. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Tell it out among the nations. The Lord is King. He has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Your kingdom comes with order and justice, and establish the world in peace. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 to 16. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one, we have corrupted no one, we have exploited no one. I do not say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts that we would live or die with you. I have spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds. For when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest. But we were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given us. He told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever. Even if it caused you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, I see that my last letter hurt you, but only for a little while. Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves to indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. So even though I write to you, it was neither on account of the one who did the wrong, nor on account of the injured party, but rather that before God you could see for yourselves how devoted to us you are. By all this we are encouraged. In addition to our own encouragement, we were especially delighted to see how happy Titus was because his spirit has been refreshed by all of you. I had boasted to him about you, and you have not embarrassed me. But just as everything we said to you was true, so our boasting about you to Titus has proved to be true as well. And his affection for you is all the greater when he remembers that you were all obedient, receiving him with fear and trembling. I am glad that I can have complete confidence in you. You order your kingdom with justice and establish the world in peace. John Woolman said, "The only Christian way to treat a slave is to set him free." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still. to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Father God, open our eyes, stir our hearts, and teach us how to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's protection, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my joy, the one who holds my head high. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Thinking now of someone or some group of people who are silenced or ignored in society, we ask you, Lord, to help us to use our voice on their behalf. Make us an advocate for the misunderstood, the marginalized, and the voiceless. Lord, we are sorry that our society is so cruel and uncaring towards those who are vulnerable. Our sins of selfishness and injustice are like scarlet before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we confess that we can live in an unjust society, and we ourselves can often be faithless and unfair. We surrender our self-righteousness, and instead we seek first your righteousness this day. Thank you for your promise in John's first letter, that you are relentlessly faithful and just. You forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, help us live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, within your community, we are strengthened to preserve, empowered to proclaim your truth, and shaped to wait on you. Teach us anew what we can learn from other faithful brothers and sisters who serve you in their particular ways of worship and proclamation. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.